And now we hear from the Gumeroi people who are fighting against Santos Gas Project on their lands outside the Native Title Tribunal in Sydney.
There have been important times in Australian history when the First Nations people on the ground have said, this is sacred land, we don't want it dug up. And it has been trade unions together, standing together and say, if the real owners of the land say no, we will not work on this project. We will not lift a finger on this project. I'm talking about Nookanbar. I'm talking about the uranium mining policy that stopped Mary Kathleen and other uranium mines, where workers actually stopped work to stop those uranium mines. Wharfies stopped work to block the shipment of uranium. That is the power we need to build, comrades. That is the power we need to build. And we have a statement that we're all promoting together. You can go on the website gomeroinar.org. That means Gomeroi strong. And I'll just read a little bit from it for you. It says, instead of gas-fired dispossession, we urgently need to be strengthening First Nations rights and investing heavily in a just transition away from fossil fuels with large-scale employment in renewable energy and sustainable development. This project cannot be allowed to proceed. And if the Native Title Tribunal will not defend Gomeroi rights, then we pledge to support a fight that will stop Santos and Perestay on the ground. That's the commitment we make. And we now have, as endorsements to this statement, all of the education unions here in New South Wales, the teachers, the NTU, my union, right? We have the Electrical Trades Union have endorsed that statement. The Construction Division from the CFMEU have endorsed that statement. The Maritime Union have endorsed that statement. The United Workers Union have endorsed that statement. Amnesty International have now endorsed that statement. Human Rights Law Resource Centre and many other human rights organisations. So we are growing in power. We are growing in power. And if Santos think they're going to get away with this, they have another thing coming. Our next speaker, a young Gomeroi woman, there's a youth group, Gamilaroi Next Generation, that really put this on the map. The first time I really realised how serious this issue was when they called a demonstration here in Sydney after the initial approval. And it's been wonderful to see the resistance continuing to come from young people. So Tallulah Brown has a statement to read for us today. Thank you.
Jez, we are one of the many founders of GNG who are fighting against Santos. And I have a statement that I'd like to read from Ian Brown, another member and Gomeroi person who isn't here today. So I'm going to read this statement out for you. Yama, firstly, I'd like to acknowledge country from Gomeroi to Gadigal and thank the Gadigal mob for allowing us to hold this rally today. I pay my respects to the old people who have cared for this land since the first sunrise. I pay my respect to our elders, both past and present, knowing that without their strength and knowledge, we would be weakened in our defence of country. I'd also like to acknowledge our youth, the future leaders, and the reason why defending country is so important, to ensure that their inherent rights to remain connected to place, to country, and culture is protected. I'd also like to acknowledge our comrades and allies who have supported Gomeroi throughout this fight since the project's initial inception and who continue to stand alongside Gomeroi like those speaking here today. I'd like to apologise for not being there in person as I am back home on country, but I'm there in thought and spirit. You all are gathered today to stand in solidarity with Gomeroi against the Narrabri Gas Project and Santos, who are seeking to a future act's determination within the Native Title Tribunal, essentially an act extinguish our native title rights. Shame. In affected areas of the Pilliga. Santos are utilising the legal systems to do exactly what it was meant to do, further dispossess First Nations mob. The Pilliga is a place to which hold cultural significance to Gomeroi mob. It is a place which provided sustenance for our mob via an abundance of readily available flora and fauna, but it was and is still a place which holds cultural knowledge and ceremonial significance, not only for Gomeroi, but neighbouring nations as well, allowing this project to continue will have a direct impact on our ability to continue cultural practices within the Pilliga and will disrupt any further cultural revitalization occurring on Gomeroi, which is something we cannot allow. This project also runs the risk of contaminating our Great Artesian Basin, one of the largest underground freshwater sources in the world, which provides a number of communities throughout New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, and the Northern Territory with fresh water. Water is a part of country, therefore we have the obligation to protect it. We cannot drink or eat money. The fossil fuel industry and the politicians which govern this penal colony, so-called Australia, need to acknowledge the responsibility that we have to protect country, as we cannot continue down this destructive path. Instead, they are ignoring the pleas from mob and environmental experts to pursue short-term monetary gains at the expense of current and future generations. This is significant hearing relating to the native title and Aboriginal rights to lands within New South Wales. If a decision to allow a project to go ahead is made, it sets a precedent which could impact on other nations' native title claims due to the infrastructure needed to support the project. So we need all nations to come together and support us Gomeroi in this campaign. This is the first instance where a specific report, scientific report, relating to climate change and the impact a gas project will have on the atmospheric environment was included as evidence. Gomeroi have said no. Us as traditional owners have said we do not want the Narrabri gas project on our country. So now it's time for Santos to yanne and to get the hell off our country. Yalu.